Welcome to the Mediocre Show, the Donna and Steve Experience. On My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. It's the Thursday edition of the program. I can't believe it's already Thursday. Time is just flying. Time can only be savored.
Almost.
Time
can't be slowed.
And cannot be slowed,
only savored. Try as you might to slow it down. How's that working for you, everybody? All you can do is savor it. That's it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thanks, Steve.
What if we had just a mixtape of all the times that you have said, I can't believe it's already Thursday.
I know.
I can't believe it's Wednesday.
I know.
Holy cow. We made it through the week.
It was just Monday 5 minutes ago.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, it's going by fast. And the older you get, the faster it goes.
Because each year makes up a smaller percentage of your life.
Right.
So now, you know, each year that passes by for you, making up a small percentage. For me, a small percentage. But if you're eight, you're like, this is the longest year of my life. And that's okay to feel that
way. Very true. Everything's relative. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Hey, it is National Telephone Day.
Today? Happy.
Do people still say telephone? Hey, did anyone see my telephone?
Nobody says that. I did ask my kids recently. I said, show me a phone. You don't have a phone. Pretend that you're talking on a phone. What would you do? And despite what the internet would tell you, they all do thumb, pinky, other knuckles turned in. Because the internet said that kids were now doing just a flat hand. Like holding their hand flat up to their
that's
face.
So interesting.
Because we don't have, you can't see a receiver and a, what's the other part called?
A receiver and a, you know, the thing, the clicky thing.
The other bulb. No, the bulb on your ear and the bulb in front of your mouth. What are both bulbs called?
The earpiece and the mouthpiece? The phone handle?
That's in the middle.
The phone.
One of them's called the receiver. That's got to be the ear part.
The receiver is just the entire thing, right?
Is that right?
Yeah. I think so.
The whole thing is the receiver? Because part of it's going out, too. You know, there's outgoing mail there coming from my mouth.
You know what, Steve? I think you're overthinking it. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear a 1936 newsreel by AT&T explaining how to use the new dial telephone?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this.
Receiver. Mine doesn't.
With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Wow. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal.
Oh, thank you.
If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
When did people stop talking like that? Pick them up, yeah.
It's funny.
Pick up the receiver.
I saw this old video. I follow some account on Instagram. It's called something like Old History, something like that.
Okay.
And they will restore old photos and old video from way, way back in the day. So there was a woman the other day from this account who was on her porch. The year was like 1928. And sure enough, she was like, well, see there, folks. You come on, and she was doing the whole thing, not as an actress, just as a person.
That's how she spoke.
Who was documenting something, and I don't know. I don't know when we stopped.
I feel like Holly is going to have some kind of explanation.
But yeah, when mic technology got a lot better, because a lot of times people were really talking like this, I am an old-timey news person, it's because the microphones kind of stunk back in the day. You couldn't just talk into a microphone.
But what about the lady on the porch?
Yeah, porch.
She wasn't
that lady
acting.
On the porch was,
she just, was
just like,
your
well,
neighbor.
See here, this is what my yard looks like, and I'm excited about sunset. And it's just, I want that back. What'd they call it?
Transatlantic. You could bring it back.
You know who is doing that is John Mulaney.
Exactly, which is why I got the stick 'em up, yeah, because I was trying to describe the way he spoke. It's very strange for a man that young.
I think he does it as a bit, though, Donna.
Yes.
But maybe.
Then I think it spills over into his real life.
The lines get a little bit blurred.
Yes. Yes.
I'm making dinner. Would you like something, honey baby?
That's kind of a creepy Jimmy Stewart thing that you got going on. I don't
know. What do you want, bagel, Mary?
Oh.
I feel like you had a little bit of Humphrey Bogart in there, maybe.
That's the pork chops and applesauce, which I only know from Peter Brady, referencing it on
an
episode
what's
of the Brady
dinner?
Bunch.
Pork chops and applesauce.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Shake him up. And then we devolve into Snagglepuss.
It always does.
No, Tim Gunn. Snagglepuss is also, yes, Tim Gunn.
Why are you wearing polka dots? Tim Gunn. Or Snagglepuss. I find them both equally entertaining.
Left.
That's right, yes.
Now you say it. Exit stage left.
Good job. It's a bunch of...
These are fantastic. We got an email recently from somebody asking how your impressions have been coming along.
Not great. I used to do them a lot more. The show's evolving. I used to play the guitar a lot more live on the show, which people just loved. They freaked out about.
That's inaccurate.
You used to do a lot more impressions, but now you're kind of doing them because you've got Cartman.
I can't do it. I don't know how to do it.
You always do it on command.
He killed Kenny. That's not good.
Stan.
Oh, I'm Stan then.
She did it. She had
Cartman is like, hey, you guys.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. He's had like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got, there's like a little bit of a slur there, right?
He's a shusher. He's a little bit of a shusher, see? Wow, yeah.
We go to W.C. Fields. Wow, just the modern references just keep rolling along.
Look at us go. And it's only 9:11 in the morning. Ain't no party like a midday party.
Yeah, you can do stuff you want on midday shows because bosses don't listen much. That's right, they cue it. Yes. No, here's the truth.
No, but our boss told us she's going to be listening a lot.
Honest to goodness.
Lately.
I mean, I was
okay.
But then I was like, here we are. Tomorrow's going to send you a note. Like, let's be super like, oh, and we've got more entertainment headlines coming soon. Hey, it is a... Don, I told you not to sit on that.
Oh, sorry.
Throwback Thursday today. We play that every Thursday at 11:30. If you listen on our podcast, that's hour three. Every single day, we do the College of Pop Culture Knowledge at 10:30. Yeah. No difference today. At 9:30, we got a little news about Jamie Foxx making his return.
Yeah, right,
we'll get
maybe.
To that. That seems exciting. Sorry. I have a
bigger name on the other line.
Just an alarm. I just need to...
Oh. Okay, Gilman.
It says buy
Don't
lit,
worry about us.
Buy lit pre-workout on Amazon. Would you buy me some pre-workout powder?
I shan't.
So I can tweak as hard as I've ever freaking tweaked in my freaking life?
Oh, how's your diet going? We're out of time.
Okay. When we come back, hey, I've got what TikTok is now saying to all of their users regarding the potential ban now that the bill got passed and TikTok has 9 months to sell or be banned. We'll give you a little word of what TikTok had to say about all that. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk. What's up, friends? Hey, Stevie Boy from my buddies at the Canopy Group who are helping people out today. You could be the one. Now, if you're at your computer, thecanopygroup.com, do it. I'll do it too if you want me to do it with you. You don't want to do it alone. Go to thecanopygroup.com and what are you going to see? You're going to see a red button. Top right corner. Get a quote. They got another one. Bottom left corner. Get a quote. It should say get quotes because frankly, you're going to get multiple quotes. Why? Well, they have 16 different insurance companies, reputable insurance companies that they have partnered with. And then each time they have a new client that comes on board, they make those 16 companies fight it out. And then what they'll do is bring you the top five quotes that you can look at that offer you the best coverage for your situation at the best price. You know, new customers save an average of over $800 when they make the switch. And this is probably a lot of you because according to the old statistics, some 81% of Minnesotans only have one insurance agent who only represents one insurance company and gives you one quote. So get your quotes today at thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello! Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Thank you for listening. We love you.
Steve, say it with feeling this time.
Sorry. Guys, thank you so much.
Like we did in rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We love you guys. Did you see the pause?
Yeah, that was efficient.
I thought it was good.
I mean, effective, not efficient.
Yeah, it wasn't efficient.
It was
the
not efficient,
efficient
at all, actually.
It took longer.
Yeah, it sure did.
Let's see. Emails. You can always email the show at Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. Donna and Steve, cold read. We can only hope and pray that Rocco uses some of those impressions done in the last segment for a slow jam on Friday. How dare you, Linda?
Linda.
Hey, Linda.
No, Linda.
Linda.
Linda, listen.
Oh, hey, by the way, can I tell you a story?
Oh, sure. Can I stop you?
Never.
Okay.
We'll get to the TikTok news here in a minute. You ever have an embarrassing situation where you misidentify somebody? You've had it in this building. We cannot say the names to protect the identity of those.
But I didn't. It's not like I said, hi, Claudia.
And no, you scolded me after I said, hi, Claudia. And then Claudia left the table. And then you looked at me and said, hey, you dummy. That's not Claudia. And I said, that's Claudia. And then you pointed to another,
woman.
Frankly, white woman of a certain age and pointed and said, that's Claudia. I said, I have no idea who that is, but it ain't Claudia. So we've all been there. I'm at Target.
One time, you're labeled for life. Okay, go ahead.
I'm at Target a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no, it's already starting.
And interesting. So we have Jim's probably listening, so he'll appreciate this. We have a listener, Jim Johnson. And Jim will come and see us at the State Fair, and he listens all the time and sends in notes. And sometimes he won't even include you on the notes, Don. He'll just send them to me. It's Jimbo. It's freaking Jim. So a guy walks over to me. I'm at Target checkout. And he says, Steve, hey, fancy seeing you here, something like that. And I'm like really in a zone trying to check out and get out. And I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, bananas. I have to weigh these. And he says, he said, how's Rex?
Oh, no.
And at this point, I said, oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. And the next thing queued up in my head was me saying,
good to see you, Jim.
No. Worse. Hey, so do you live out around here? And in that moment, right before, just
wait,
in the nick
guess.
Of time.
You realize it's your next door neighbor.
Kind of. I realize it's this delightful guy who watched Rex for us when we were out of town. So hence him asking, how's Rex? And hence him saying, you know, like, hey, Steve, you know, bumping into you up here. And I almost said to the man whose home I've been to two separate times, four, actually, drop off, pick up. I almost said to him, like an idiot, Donna, so do you live around here?
And what did you end up saying instead?
My brain immediately was like, breeder! He's a breeder! It was like some guy trying to get up to the front of the crowd from the back of the theater. But had I said that, I would have stolen the goods from Target.
Why did you say the word breeder?
I meant
breed.
Dog watcher.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
Oh my God.
The point is, I almost said to a guy.
I think you need a wellness check.
I would do a twofer if you booked an appointment. But imagine how embarrassing that would have been if I said to him, so do you live out around here, when I dropped Rex off at this guy's house, which is a mile away? It would have been a Steve-shaped hole in the side of Target, unpaid for bananas, and then I would have had to find a new dog sitter. Luckily, I got it.
You know what?
Got him.
It
He's
makes
such a
you
sweet
humor,
guy.
Human. You know, just when in doubt, don't say the things. Don't
Less
be like, hi,
more.
Barry. And he's like, my name is, you know, Tom.
This is like we've said, never say nice to meet you. Always say it is so good to see you. Because that is technically true the first time you meet somebody, or if you've met them many a time.
Right. Ooh, that's a good one.
Although I will tell people when they come up to me, and I've gotten more brash in my old age, and they'll say, hey, I don't know if you remember years ago I was on the show. And I'll just tell them, you know what? I don't. Tell me. Fill me in again. My brain is so mushy.
Nothing wrong
so many
with
people
that.
Coming and
Absolutely.
going.
Absolutely. I think that's fine.
Me to not
be like,
good
I'm
brain.
Sorry, what's your name again? I'm so bad.
I don't remember what we did yesterday.
Honestly. Right?
Oh, Holly, I don't know what we did in the first segment of the show. It's all a blur.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's a little TikTok news for everybody. We've all heard about the TikTok ban. Teenagers are just trembling. The smartphone is just bouncing back and forth in their hands. Are they going to take it away? Well, there was a bill that was signed.
People are moving to Canada, you know.
President Joseph Biden signed it into law.
Oh, he did.
Controversial new bill that gives TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance 269 days to sell the social media platform or have it banned in the United States. TikTok CEO Xiao Chu responded, "Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere." He said this in a video that was posted soon after the bill became law. TikTok, they say they're only considering a sale as a last resort if all of the legal challenges that it's promising to fling at the United States government don't pan out. This according to Bloomberg, which means this is probably going to be months or could be even years, could get delayed if there are enough legal filings of court proceedings that could delay the ban from taking effect. But you had mentioned, I wonder if there are going to be lawsuits about this over freedom of speech, and there will be a business element to this as well. And so it looks like, I don't know if those will hold up, but those will be pursued legally. And in addition to that, even just hearing TikTok, even the report saying TikTok is only considering a sale as a last resort, goes back to what I think is true, which is however it shakes out, it's not getting banned. It just won't get banned. That's
there's
going to
be hearings.
Belief.
You know, people are going to testify before Congress.
Well, even so, if TikTok is like, we will only sell if it's our last case, they're saying in a negotiation, they're saying we'll sell if we have to. Right. Because we don't want to lose this 170 million user market in the United States. That being said, maybe the biggest holdup would be finding a group of buyers that the U.S. government deems as acceptable to buy this without there being any antitrust issues or monopoly issues and things like that. Wow, Steve sounds like he knows business stuff. Okay. That's all I have.
Steve Patterson, Esquire?
Oh! Ooh. ESQ. I brought up a legal thing during the Dirt Alert.
We got to get you a powdered wig and make it official.
Oh! What is it that they have to say in like a court somewhere across overseas?
It's
like my lady or something like that.
My lady.
They said that with the guy who lost his legs, the amputee from the Olympics a few years ago. We got to go. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was a Bolt.
No, not Usain Bolt, Donna.
He has
both legs.
Oh, you're talking about the
South African guy.
Yeah, the guy
and
who
I think they have to
killed
say,
his girlfriend, allegedly, supposedly.
Let's do the 2-for-1 on that physical exam. Bye.
This is a nice segue into a Bradshaw and Bryant message. Speaking of Esquire, justice for the injured. It's a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant, but it's also the reason they're attorneys, because they know people need attorneys who are going to fight for their rights. And at Bradshaw and Bryant, they think they can achieve justice for their clients. They can get you the best legal representation possible. I've seen it time and time again. If you've suffered from a personal injury as a result of an accident, contact an attorney as soon as you can at Bradshaw and Bryant for a free consultation. You know, I know some potential concerns that people have about hiring a lawyer is the cost. Well, it doesn't cost you anything to meet to discuss your case, and the attorneys are only going to get paid if, in the end, there is an actual settlement. And that comes off the top, you know? You could talk to Mike Bryant about it in person. He's been named a super lawyer by his peers. He's been named among Minnesota's top personal injury lawyers by great publications. Find him at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Good morning and welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Did you hear the news about Caitlin Clark?
CC?
Yeah. She just signed an 8-year, $28 million deal with Nike, and that'll include a signature shoe. But one person who thinks this is bull dookie is the owner, the creator of Barstool Sports.
Dave Portnoy.
Yes.
Stool Presidente.
He said, this deal is stealing. 8 years, $80 million minimum is her worth. And that's still probably too cheap.
Totally agree.
He said, I hope she has an early opt out if they don't pay up when she blows through the deal. And then, you know, he was getting some backlash from people saying,
yeah, like her dude's going to buy her stuff. That's right. the pushback. But Portnoy doubled down. I was like, yeah, for sure they would. 100%.
I think they would too.
And every girl who plays basketball
is going to want them.
They're going to want the Caitlin Clarks. He references a guy. There's a guy in the NBA named Devin Booker, plays for the Phoenix Suns, who are down 2-0 to our Minnesota Timberwolves. Devin Booker got 5 years, $50 million. He said Caitlin is 100 times the star and impact that Devin Booker is. And you know what? He's right. I when I saw this deal, I had two immediate thoughts. Hey, that's really cool for Caitlin Clark that she's going to get $28 million.
Right,
and then
of course.
Immediately after, I was like, only $28 million for 8 years. Here's the only thing that I think would help that. If there is baked in that we don't know a percentage
sure.
of shoe sales, merchandise right. sales, so that with incentives, it could blow up to $50 to $100 yeah. million dollars if it's moving, if they're moving product. But I think he's absolutely right. I'm, you know, I guess if I had to blame somebody, I'm blaming her representative. And I'm blaming men, first and foremost. But I'm blaming her representative.
I said like, Ken, just for the record.
I know. Because
of Ken and Barbie. Yeah, you get it. Because that was kind of popular topical. Last year. Yeah.
If I was her agent, that amount for 8 years just seems so low. It's like $3.5 million a year.
Yeah.
And I get, but like, guys, and I get it. Women's basketball, we've made much about the pay gap of Caitlin Clark versus Victor Wembanyama, the number one pick in the NBA draft last year versus her. But those are totally different businesses. And the NBA is global and they sell out arenas. And the WNBA just has not been a big business in that
right.
way.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
A point that I saw was the NBA has had 50 plus years of media coverage mm-hmm. and investment, and the WNBA
27.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is that it hasn't grown quite yet. And there are a bunch of, I believe, more than several WNBA teams that are financed by NBA organizations. So I get it. I understand that the metrics just aren't the same. It is apples to oranges in terms of TV deals, because stations like ESPN, they don't have to pay nearly as much to broadcast a WNBA game right. as they do an NBA game to this point. But back to blaming her agent. After you come off of setting records, the most viewed basketball game in the last 5 years, including NBA Finals championships that featured LeBron James and also the pandemic
yep,
when, newsflash,
this is a great point.
None of us had anywhere to go. We all had to stay at home and watch stuff. She has the most watched basketball game in the last 5 years.
In the history of basketball, right?
In these last 5 years, 2019 to 2024, okay. hers is the top-rated game. And then right behind that is, I believe, another one of her performances. She set like three or four women's records in a row, ESPN live sporting event records. Like, she did really, really crazy stuff. So if I'm her agent, I'm walking in there saying, hey, Nike, or Adidas, or whoever. I'm saying, listen, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you're going to get a deal on the right. metrics we have available. Friends, the game has changed. And if you don't sign her, you should rest assured that your competitor will. We will sign with them for a long time for big money, and you will rue the day
right.
that you let her walk out.
Yeah.
It sounds like this guy went in and was like, oh, $28 million? Sure, sounds good. Caitlin,
yeah.
you like it?
You know
I just
what?
Thought you could have pushed
she
it
needed
so much
like
higher.
Michael Jordan's mom fighting for
yeah,
her,
that's right.
you know? But they were in a bidding war. You know, Adidas, Under Armour, Puma.
That's what they say. Hard to believe.
Damn.
But you know what? Listen, there will be... I just really hope that she's got other compensation in it. Look, she's getting paid great. She's going to live a wonderful life financially.
Yeah.
But relative to the market that you're operating in, that number could have absolutely at least been double, at least 50 million for 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
And that's it's a long time to commit to like putting the work in. Because there's going to be, right, there's probably going to be billboards, there's going to be print ads, there's going to be TV commercials.
I'd have ratings bonuses in there, you know, if games that she's in, I'd have ratings bonuses for that.
Yes.
Every shoe sold, she's getting $5. Every jersey sold, she's getting $5. I mean, hopefully 28 is the base and this thing is incentivized to the hilt. I feel like I would be a great agent.
Yeah, you should be an agent.
You know, I used to work with an agent in television, and he was like, and I told him, hey, I'm thinking about leaving local TV at some point. And he said, if you want to be an agent, let me know. And I thought about it for a couple weeks. I was like, that'd be interesting. I am much better negotiating on other people's behalf. Mm. You know?
I get that.
Which is why you should let me negotiate for you.
All right.
And then I'll just say, give me the deal that Donna got. But I will have actually negotiated for it. But I'll just say,
you're actually negotiating for yourself.
You got it. You're my queen.
Yes, queen. Jamie Foxx is making a return to beat Shazam. Did you see that story?
Yes, I did.
This is cool. Who was filling in for him before? I can't remember.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Because he's got free time, you know, with 46 kids.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He needs to take every job that's offered to him. So there is a look at season 7 where he reprises his role alongside his daughter, Corinne. She's going to be his co-host and DJ. And he says, I'm back for an all new season of Beat Shazam. Well, that's what Corinne says, actually. And then Jamie says with a smile, yeah, and I'm back, too. So I got to see when this is coming back.
That's a cute way to do it. You
super
know, intentionally
cute.
Burying the lead.
Right. So Fox Entertainment's president of Unscripted Entertainment says that these two are the heart and soul of Beat Shazam, and they are very excited.
I'm pretty sure that show shoots in Ireland.
Is it cheaper?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, but the producer who worked on Ring Nation, the show I did with Wanda Sykes, he also worked on Beat Shazam, and I believe it's Ireland.
Fascinating.
Is that right? They have like a big studio out there, and they probably attract multiple Fox properties. It feels like once one company gets in with them, they're like, oh, that studio only cost $4 to rent versus $8 in LA.
Makes sense.
That's how I ended up in Albuquerque for 3 years.
Because it's cheaper to work there. Sure.
Yeah. Reels, the channel that back in the day was all about the movie industry and celebrities. It had an LA studio. And then they were like, oh, but wait, we could pay $4 instead of $10. And on top of that, the New Mexico government, I think, was saying, hey, and by the way, of that $4, we'll kick back one of those dollars as a tax incentive because we're trying to lure productions out there. And that's how you end up in these odd places, which is why when I walked out one day and saw Chris Hemsworth out in the parking lot playing with like a little remote control car. And then I see Samuel L. Jackson walk by as Nick Fury dressed in his full garb. I was like, so it's not just us. Big, massive $250 million productions like the Avengers are tucking away to New Mexico because it's cheaper and wherever you can save a buck.
Did you like
save a buck? I loved living there, strangely. It was literally my 49th or 50th state that I would have ever wanted to move to. It in Arizona.
You know, I never even thought I would visit Minnesota, let alone live here.
Here you are.
And look at me now.
30 years later.
Something like that.
Yeah, we like to, you know, you end up really liking a place, particularly if you're not enthralled by the scene of a place. Like, oh, what's the nightlife and how are the restaurants? Right. That's all bonus. But at the end of the day, we're like, how does it feel where we live, the neighborhood where we live?
Yep.
And do we meet good people?
Yeah. And do we have a good job? Do we like what we do, where we do it?
Yeah,
I
so
hear
we
you,
had
Steve.
We had both of those. So
you're like
it
my
was,
best friend.
It was nice. You know, Donna, you're just one of the people
Thank
that
you.
I know.
Beach Shazam returns for season 7 on Tuesday, May 28th on Fox.
Richard Simmons news before we take a break.
Yes.
Richard Simmons tweeted, "I just read that a man that I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore."
I don't think he just wrote that. Did he just write that?
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
I feel like that came out a while ago.
It did. I feel like 2 months ago. It almost feels like a January story.
There was a teaser. There was a short movie.
Right.
Where Pauly Shore starred as Richard Simmons.
Right.
And that was essentially a tease to get money.
To get it funded?
Yeah, to make a feature length of that.
Right. And it looked okay.
So I don't have to feel like Richard Simmons is coming out of hibernation like that bear meme with his hair everywhere. Because I'm like, Richard, it's been happening for a while.
I know. It seems like he wants to get back in the game. But he did tweet this exact same thing back when that short came out.
Oh, is that right?
Duplicate tweet? I swear.
He goes on to say, "I do not approve this movie." And then, interestingly, "I am in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie." Hey, Richard Simmons' conspiracy theory that I heard in passing, I forget where. And I thought, maybe.
Okay.
That he gained a lot of weight.
Okay.
And he's long been the fitness guy. So he may have felt some embarrassment about that. But here's the second part of the conspiracy. He's been on Ozempic and is about to make a return.
Not bad.
I have zero remembrance who I heard that from. It is likely founded in nothing. More or less. This
just
is
a theory.
Just a theory. Whatever the case might be, we hope that Richard is well.
It sounds like he is. If he's popping up like this, this is great.
Yeah, he's been dropping a bunch of music tracks.
Oh,
on his
yeah.
YouTube page.
I love that last song he put out.
No, you didn't.
It was so good. I am here for that.
Let's take a breather.
All righty.
Holly's only with us during hour one. And so that's when we try to squeeze in
as many airline stories
as possible because she comes from an airline aviation family. There's a new rule for airlines when they cancel your flight or even delay your flight. Does this excite you? Will it appease Holly more than anything? We'll find out when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hello, guys. It's Donna for Blaze Credit Union. I know you're probably like, didn't she used to talk about Spire Credit Union? Well, yes, but Spire and Highway merged, and so now they are one credit union called Blaze. Blaze is great. They've got more than 250,000 members, including me. They've got, I think they now have 27 branches across Minnesota, and there's going to be another location coming later on in the year. They are great. They're driven by Midwestern values, things that we love, like community, integrity, hard work. Right, Steve? Hard work. Yeah. They're here to help us along the road of life, you know, when it comes to our finances. There's no annual fee on any Blaze Visa credit cards. They have free checking when you deposit a minimum of $100, and then they're going to give you $150 back. Find more at blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, an equal housing opportunity lender.